Later this morning, from Russia, former American national security contractor Edward Snowden will be speaking to an audience that's gathered in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest. Now, you might know that as a big music festival, but this is the opening week, and it's all about technology and film. In fact, the interactive portion is jokingly called Spring Break for Tech Geeks. Along with showcasing tech gadgets, concerts, movies, the festival's taking a hard look at some consequences of our digital lives, surveillance, and threats to privacy. NPR's Elise Hu is in Austin for South by Southwest, and she joins us for a preview. Elise, good morning.
Good morning.
So I've always known South by Southwest is introducing new bands to us, and I know Twitter was introduced there in 2007, but privacy and surveillance, that's really becoming a big part of it.
That's right, and of course, technology and privacy issues have always gone hand in hand, but this year's emphasis is driven in part by just the glut of information we share digitally these days, a lot of it willingly through social media, but also this growing knowledge, partly made possible by Snowden's leaks, of how our data get into the hands of government. So there still is the typical marketing and outdoor parties and promotions that go on at South By. But this is a technologically savvy crowd here in Austin, so it makes a lot of sense, given what we've learned, that the implications of what Snowden revealed would be discussed here.
Not just the implications, but people hearing from Snowden himself. Any idea what he's expected to say?
Well, his lawyers at ACLU, who are doing some of the questioning during the chat, say he's likely to focus on the impact of NSA spying on the tech community specifically, and maybe offer some ideas about how technologists can build better tools to protect user privacy.
So you said video chat? I mean, I know the festival's saying this is Snowden's first conversation in front of an audience since all of his leaks made news, but he's basically Skyping in? Is that what's happening?
That's right. Russia is still giving Snowden asylum right now. He is there since he's facing felony charges of espionage here in the States. And audience members will get a chance to ask him questions. And for those who want to watch, the conversation will be live streamed online. And you can bet American intelligence and military leaders will be really closely watching what he has to say. They are assuming that Snowden being in Russia is a real risk to national security, and what's on his hard drives could get into the hands of Russians.
Yeah, that obviously is a very big concern for a lot of people in the U.S. government, we should say. So, you know, even before he actually agreed to appear, I mean, I know he's going to make a lot of news, but online privacy was really seemed to be the theme dominating this festival as it's getting going.
That's right. It's happening in big halls and the smaller conference rooms. Snowden's just one of the many appearances on this privacy topic. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange video chatted on Saturday, and journalists Glenn Greenwald and Barton Gellman, who both reported extensively on these topics, are also speaking at South By. I spoke with the Interactive Festival director, Hugh Forrest, and he said because we're sharing so much of our information through mobile devices and social networks, these topics are actually important for all of us to be thinking through.
It's a big focus at the 2014 event, as well as should be. I mean, it's something that impacts this crowd very significantly, and it's something that I think impacts all of us, given how much social is now just a part of our lives. It's essentially woven into everything we do.
So, David, there's still a lot of the South by Southwest shenanigans, the startup launches and the parties. Justin Bieber actually showed up in the wee hours of this morning giving a surprise concert. But when it comes to the programming of the conversations, a much more serious turn.
All right, NPR's Elise Hu in Austin, Texas. Elise, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And you can read her dispatches from South by Southwest on our tech blog, All Tech Considered. That's at npr.org. This is NPR News.